Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we are going to talk about the concept of the suffering servant. This powerful imagery has captivated theologians and believers for centuries, and we'll be unpacking its profound connection to Jesus Christ. Today's Bible verses are from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 9 to 11. He was given a grave among the wicked, a burial place with evildoers, though he had done no wrong, nor was deceit found in his mouth. But it was the Lord's will to crush him with pain. By making his life a reparation offering, he shall see his offspring, lengthen his days, and the Lord's will shall be accomplished through him. Because of his anguish he shall see the light, because of his knowledge he shall be content. My servant, the just one, shall justify the many, their iniquity he shall bear.
Let's dive into the fascinating prophecy found in Isaiah about a mysterious figure known as the suffering servant. This passage paints a vivid picture of someone who, despite their innocence, faces a tragic fate. Imagine a person who has done no wrong, whose words are free from deceit, yet is given a grave among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers. It seems unjust, doesn't it? But here's where it gets interesting. This was all part of God's plan. The prophecy tells us that it was the Lord's will to crush this servant with pain. In a surprising twist, this servant's life becomes a reparation offering. This means their suffering serves a greater purpose, one that aligns with God's divine will. It's a powerful image of sacrifice and redemption, setting the stage for a deeper understanding of God's plan for humanity. Now let's dive deeper into the purpose and destiny of the suffering servant. It's fascinating to see how this figure's anguish ultimately leads to light and contentment. The passage tells us that because of the servant's suffering, they will see the light. This isn't just about physical illumination, but a profound spiritual awakening and understanding. What's more, the servant's deep knowledge brings contentment. This suggests a level of wisdom and insight that goes beyond ordinary human understanding. It's as if the suffering itself becomes a pathway to a higher truth and inner peace. But the servant's role doesn't stop there. This figure, described as the just one, has a remarkable destiny. They are meant to justify many and bear their iniquity. Think about the weight of that responsibility. One individual taking on the moral debt of countless others. It's a role that showcases immense power, yet also incredible selflessness. This destiny paints a picture of sacrificial love that's almost beyond comprehension. The servant willingly takes on the burden of others' wrongdoings, offering them a chance at redemption and reconciliation. Now let's connect the dots to Jesus. The parallels between the suffering servant and Jesus are truly striking. We see Jesus fulfilling the role of the suffering servant in many ways throughout his life, death, and resurrection. This passage from Isaiah was prophetic in describing Jesus' journey. Just as the servant was given a grave among the wicked, Jesus was crucified between two thieves. Despite his innocence, he bore the weight of our sins. We can observe how God used Jesus' sufferings to bring about benefits for humanity. Jesus, like the servant, was struck for the sins of his people. His life became a reparation offering, bringing justification to many. Through his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus saw the light of resurrection, lengthening his days and accomplishing God's will. In every aspect, from his selfless service to his ultimate sacrifice, Jesus embodies the prophetic vision of the suffering servant. Now let's delve into the profound significance of Jesus as the suffering servant. This concept isn't just a historical account or a theological idea. It's a transformative truth that deeply impacts our lives as believers. Jesus, in his role as the suffering servant, brings us spiritual redemption. Through his sacrifice on the cross, he took on the weight of our sins, offering us freedom from guilt and shame. This redemption isn't something we could ever earn on our own. It's a gift of grace freely given out of love. Moreover, Jesus' sacrifice as the suffering servant brings about reconciliation with God. It bridges the gap that our sins created, allowing us to have a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. We can approach God with confidence, knowing that Jesus has made a way for us. Finally, Jesus, as the suffering servant, brings hope to believers. His willingness to suffer on our behalf shows us the depth of God's love and gives us assurance for the future. No matter what challenges we face, we can find hope in knowing that our suffering servant understands our pain and has overcome on our behalf. This understanding of Jesus as the suffering servant should fill us with gratitude and inspire us to live lives worthy of his sacrifice. Remember, embracing this concept isn't always easy. It might mean sacrificing your time, energy, or comfort, but in doing so, we reflect Christ's love to the world around us. As we conclude our exploration of the suffering servant and its connection to Jesus, let's take a moment to reflect on the profound comfort and strength we can find in this concept. Jesus, as the ultimate suffering servant, not only fulfilled ancient prophecy, but also provided us with a powerful example of sacrificial love. Through his willingness to bear our burdens and take on our iniquities, Jesus has opened the door to eternal hope and abundant life. His sacrifice wasn't just a historical event. It's a continuing source of redemption and reconciliation for all who believe. Remember, no matter what challenges or suffering we face in our own lives, we can find solace in knowing that Jesus understands our pain intimately. He walks alongside us, offering comfort and strength in our darkest moments. As we go forward, let's carry this message of hope with us. Let's strive to emulate Jesus' selflessness in our own lives, bearing one another's burdens and sharing the good news of his sacrifice. In doing so, we not only honor his example, but also experience the fullness of the abundant life he promised. Thank you for joining us, sis, on Rise and Walk. Until next time, may you find strength in the suffering servant and walk in the light of his love.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe of your profound love and sacrifice. Thank you for sending Jesus, the ultimate suffering servant, to bear our sins and bring us redemption. Through his pain, we find hope, healing, and reconciliation with you. Lord, help us to embrace his example of selfless love and sacrifice in our own lives. Give us the strength to bear one another's burdens and share your message of hope with the world. May we always walk in the light of your love and be transformed by the gift of your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for our time together. May God's blessings and peace be with you always. Take care, stay blessed, and share the love and hope of Christ wherever you go. Until next time, go in peace.